This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Tuesday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Quietly lower, I'd call it, for the grains here. We've got wheat down, I guess, the most, 8 cents or so in Chicago. We do have not much follow through there on anything bullish. We had talked a little bit late last week and to start out this week about a potential bottom for Russian wheat prices and also some extra risk premium relatedly with the war in Ukraine, some targeting of Ukraine's grain assets and infrastructure around the Black Sea. But just no real follow-through motivation for the bulls on just yet. That could change as we move on throughout the day here. That's certainly one theme of late, is that if we start one way, we're really potentially going to close the other direction. And it's this kind of back-and-forth market on light volume that really marks this time of the year as we wait for some fresh news that could come later this week. We've got a crop report on Thursday.
And Joe, as we get ready for that report coming up on Thursday, what's going to be something that you're going to be interested to learn in that report? What do you have circled on your sheet as we go into Thursday?
I think most focus is going to be on these South American estimates, particularly for Brazil. Now, normally these reports, we're going to look at the U.S. numbers first. Those aren't subject to change as much here on this April report. We could get some minor adjustments to demand, whether it's exports, corn ethanol, soy processing usage, but overall these ending stocks aren't likely to change a whole lot on this report. It's going to be next month on the May report that is really important for the U.S. numbers because of how it includes the first look at the new crop balance sheets. But April is really a focus on Brazil, particularly this year because of how wide we still maintain a gap between the USDA and the rest of the trade, including Brazil's CONAB agency. Their USDA counterpart will be out on Thursday morning before our report comes out, and we'll see what the CONAB numbers are and use those as a benchmark for what we'll see at 11 a.m. Central on Thursday. But again, this wide gap, a historical gap between the USDA and CONAB and others, would make us believe that the USDA is bound to come down here, at least in part, on Brazil's production estimates for corn and soybeans here. So that's a big focus of this report coming up.
Let's go over to the other side of the ag marketplace and the livestock complex. What are we seeing happening with the protein sector?
We'd call it some relative stability here for cattle after a really hard down week last week. It was still lower to start here for most of the feeder cattle contracts, but a bit of a rebound for live cattle. Last week, the nearby April live cattle contract dropped $6.75 for the week. We had May feeders off more than $10.50. And that's still a reflection of uncertainty and nervousness over the bird flu stories here. We had our sixth state, Ohio, with a case of bird flu detected in dairy cattle, some more concern about transmission to humans or other animals, some restrictions on movement in certain states, Tennessee, Nebraska, Hawaii. But overall, I think cooler heads prevailing, and we think that long term we're not going to see a big disruption in these bullish fundamentals of tight cattle supply and really robust demand as we head into the new summer season here. And that just leaves us to see the board correct higher towards a stronger cash market, because if anything, the sell-off last week really left the board at a big break relative to where the cash was still.
So, Joe, with all of that reaction to the headlines in the cattle market over the last couple of weeks, we know that hogs have seen the price move to the upside. Now, the question for you, Joe, is that just a natural reaction because of those headlines for the most part, or was the hog market kind of looking for a little bit of a kickstart? It got that and then took off a little bit.
A bit of both, I would call it. You know, the downdraft for cattle and the expectation that consumers might be a bit worried about beef going forward helped out the pork price and that speculative bullishness on that end. But you also had an ongoing a bit of strength for hogs just on their own accord. lately. We've had stocks draw down by quite a bit, more than anticipated. The last cold storage report found pork inventories down 12% on a year ago, and they're starting off the summer at a relatively low level here. We know that strong domestic consumer demand is being complemented still by basically record strong pork export demand, and that fits too with just generally speaking the outlook for hog numbers to tighten into the second half of this year. And so it is a futures market and one that does reflect more bullish fundamentals going forward, which also coincides with speculative interest that has been continually built up here and now aligns with what looks to be a really pretty bullish chart for these hogs. So it's all going in one direction here in a bullish fashion for these hogs as of late.
A lot to talk about here on a Tuesday. What is the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Yeah, access to our Comstock report, all of our contact information up at comstock.com.
Joe, thank you for the time. We appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week.
You as well. We'll talk to you next time.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn down 2 1/4 at 4.33 1/4. May soybeans down 7 even at 11.74 1/2. May soybean meal down $2 even at 3.34 even. May soybean oil down 32 cents at 47.58. Chicago wheat down 10 3/4 at 5.55 even. Minneapolis wheat down 9 1/2 at 6.40 3/4. Kansas City hard red wheat down 12 3/4 at 5.72 1/2. And May oats up 3 1/4 at 3.33 even. On the Merc, April live cattle up 35 cents at 179.75. April feeder cattle down 72 cents at 238.57. May lean hogs up 30 cents at 98.17. May pork cutout unchanged at 104.10. And Class 3 milk down 5 cents at 15.62. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.